Hello and welcome to the How to Use Affirmations Correctly Masterclass. Oh my gosh, I have been so excited for this day to come. You know, I couldn't even get my time straight. I've been so excited. Now, today we're going to dive deep into what affirmations are, what they aren't, and how to use them the most effectively. But before we begin, I'll share with you who I am. I'm Kate, the leading authority on the teachings of Florence Colwell Shinn. And throughout the last 20 years as a metaphysical teacher, I've supported thousands of people throughout the world to improve their lives through my classes and meditations, masterminds, webinars, angel readings, and my books. And I'm a three-time best-selling author at Amazon. And two of those books are based on Florence's teachings, the Game of Life Workbook and the Game of Life Manifesting Playbook. Now, I'm also the founder of the Manifesting with Florence, the Inner Circle membership, and I teach classes based on the Game of Life, the Secret Door to Success, and the Power of the Spoken Word. And in those classes, we move energy, opening the way for healing and setting a foundation for the students' new lives. Now, years ago, when my life was so far down that it felt like I was drowning, but never physically dying, I was introduced to the game of life and how to play it. And it was through the empowerment energy of that one book that I was saved. It was as if I'd received a lifeline and my world changed. And one of the things that supported me was the use of affirmations. But before we dive into affirmations, I want to share with you how our time together is going to flow. So I'm going to present our masterclass itself on how to use affirmations correctly, and then I'll share something really special with you, and then we'll experience a beautiful guided meditation that will support you to shift your energy, and then we'll recap and complete. So let's dive into the nitty-gritty details about what affirmations are and how to use them correctly. So when I was introduced to Florence way back when, gosh, it was like a lifetime ago, when I read her books, I felt an energy shift within me. I could feel her loving support, and that connection of understanding what she was teaching was profound. And I'm sure that you feel it too. That's why you're drawn to her. And through that energy, everything became magical. I was so far down that the only way to go was up. And with every step I took, when I held on to that empowerment energy that I felt through Florence's words on the printed page, miracles happened. Every time I turned around, another blessing happened. And even when I was blindsided with adversity, so long as I held that love, gratitude energy, so long as I embraced that energy in my heart and felt it throughout my body, a blessing followed the adversity every single time. Now, at the time when I was introduced to Florence, the man I was seeing lived in Denver and I lived in Colorado Springs. And he was having a rough time with his construction business. So every morning after I got to work, I would ask my angels, what did he need to hear? And they would tell me, and I would write it out as an affirmation that I named a soul kiss. So I'd put soul kiss at the top of the page and the date, and then I'd write it out. And then I'd fax it to him. And fortunately, my boss never said anything about all those long-distance faxes to Denver. But what are you going to do? But oh my God, you know, that was back when we were faxing. That doesn't happen so much these days. We could just text. But back then, it was fax. And after a couple of weeks, he told me that they were exactly what he needed to hear. And how did I know what to write? Well, that daily soul kiss helped him. They supported him to feel better about the situations he was working at overcoming, and his business improved. And the Daily Soul Kiss was born. And I founded the Soul Kisses website, and every day I sent out a daily soul kiss to my community. And now they're the Sunday Soul Kiss because daily just became too much. But I've sent out over 4,000 Soul Kiss affirmations to my community, and they love them, and they support them to improve their lives. But affirmations aren't a magical pill you can take to make your life better. But they are energy containers. And as you know, your words and thoughts are energy. Words and thoughts are energy containers. And as such, they can be magical, absolutely magical, or they can be empty. And this is what I mean by that. And I'm going to use this affirmation as an example. Money flows to me effortlessly. Now, when I say or think this word container, and I have the excited, happy, blissful energy behind it, energy like this. Oh my gosh, money flows to me effortlessly. Can you feel that energy? Because I'm holding that energy in my body, that full belief that yes, money flows to me effortlessly, and it feels good, it feels fabulous. I can feel the limitless possibility of receiving infinite amounts of money, and it's exciting. Saying and thinking this affirmation from a foundational awareness of joy, happiness, excitement, and gratitude makes this affirmation a true winner. And it supports me to receive money effortlessly. The energetic way is open for money to flow to me and just appear from both known and unknown sources. It's truly magical. However, what do you think happens when I say, money flows to me effortlessly? When I say that, and I'm feeling despair, lack, poverty, and downright blatant fear, what do you think happens? When I think or say this affirmation from this fear-induced energy, it's like pushing the gas pedal and putting on the brakes at the same time. And we all know what happens when we do that. Nothing. We don't go anywhere. Nothing happens. We manifest, we create, and live our lives through the dominant energy within us. Your life right now is an expression of your internal energy. Good or bad, your life experiences mirror your dominant energy within you, whether held consciously or subconsciously. The beliefs you hold about yourself are expressed as your life experiences. And as a result, when we're in the energy of despair, sadness, desperation, anxiety, overwhelm, stress, when we're vibrating in these less than love fear energies, we manifest more life experiences of this awful energy. And this is how we become drama magnets. This is how we create experiences we do not like. And believe me, I know what that's like because I perfected that for years and years until I found out about what energy is and how it works, and that I do have empowerment energy. I do have power within me, and you do too. But this is why affirmations aren't a fix-it pill. Affirmations won't fix fear energy that we're holding on to. We have to transform our energy from fear to love, to that love vibration, to power up the affirmations. And when we do that, when we power them up with love energy, our affirmations support us to maintain the love vibration. And the love vibration is the energetic state we want to create our life from. Now, I just want to be really clear. When I talk about the love energy, I'm not talking about how much I love the color blue or how much I love my pillow or how much I love someone. We're not talking about that kind of love. I'm talking about love of the greater consciousness, love of the divinity. So when we think or speak affirmations from a vibration of love and gratitude, they magnify and build up the joy within your mind and the very cells of your body. And when you use affirmations from this vibration, they are magical. So, of course, the words you use for your affirmations, those are important. Absolutely, they're important. But the energy within you is the key to powering up your affirmations. And I'm going to say that again. The energy within you is the key to powering up your affirmations. And this is why sometimes you use affirmations and they are spot on magical. They support your energy flow. And next thing you know, you've manifested what you want, or you've improved your life. And you experience as your life experience the very energy you thought and said your affirmations with. But if your energy is of despair, anxiety, fear of any kind, affirmations can't get any traction. And this is why sometimes you use your affirmations and nothing happens. You don't feel that jumpstart power up of energy within you. You don't feel it because when you say or think your affirmation, your body's vibrating in despair, lack, resentment, anger, a fear vibration. You're internally vibrating at a level of fear, and that fear puts the brakes on the support of your affirmations. Now, some people think they can just say or think their affirmations and life will magically improve. And when you say or think your affirmations while you're vibrating in the energy of love and gratitude, this is absolutely true. But when you're not, when you're vibrating in a level of fear energy, nothing happens. And you think that your affirmations aren't working. You may even think, what's wrong with me? Which leads you down another rabbit hole of despair. The bottom line is this. Affirmations aren't a fix-it technique. They're a support tool that when used with the energetic vibration of love, they are magical. So, you're probably wondering, how do I get to love energy when life is challenging me? Well, let's dive deeper into this. If you're like me, when I understand how something works, it's easier for me to bring all my pieces and parts together for success. So first of all, chances are when you want to manifest something new, something different, you want it because you don't have it. And if it's money, you may be feeling despair or shame or guilt because you don't have it. And you may think or say to yourself something like, I'm XYZ years old, and gosh darn it, I should have the money I need for whatever I need it for. Well, clearly, there's anxiety there, and blame, and talking down to yourself. So in this state of being, in this vibrational state, we now know that saying or thinking, money flows to me effortlessly, is going to fall flat because of the energy behind it. The energy supporting the affirmation is the vibration of fear, not love. Yeah. This is a clear case of pushing the gas while applying the brakes. There's an internal battle going on in your body and your brain, and you're feeling feelings that feel awful. Anxiety, shame, guilt, resentment, anger, all the yuckies. And your poor brain is trying to figure out, oh my God, what can I do? But your brain isn't cooperating. Your brain's firing off a bucket load of thoughts. It's like there's an electrical storm going on in your brain with lightning bolts of thoughts firing off everywhere. And oh my God, it's like your life is a powder keg and your brain is giving off all these sparks. And your positive thoughts, when you can manage one of those, oh my gosh, they're just running around in your brain, putting out fires left and right from the freaked out thoughts. And your body has gone into fight or flight survival mode. And there's no energy left to create harmonious thoughts and create something different or better. Your body thinks there's a predator about to kill you. And it's that knowledge, that wisdom, that belief that's happening in your body. It's sucked in all the energy. And your body's in full-on survival mode to keep you safe. But there is no predator going to kill you. Your thoughts have created the danger, not a predator. But the body doesn't know that. Your brain keeps thinking the thoughts of anxiety and despair that you don't have enough money. So your body stays in that fight or flight, waiting, watching for that predator that doesn't exist. And as a result, you don't have any energy to process what's happening. You don't have the bandwidth to think about anything else except survive. Just get through the day. Tomorrow will be better. But it's not. When tomorrow comes, you wake up and you start thinking about your problems, and you're back on that roller coaster of anxiety. There is no relief that the predator isn't going to kill you because your thoughts keep amping up the adrenaline rush in your body of, what am I going to do? And this is when you have to stop the rampant firing of thoughts. And whether you know it or not, you have the power to do this, to stop those riot-invoking thoughts. Here are 5 tried and true action steps, simple, simple action steps to shift your energy and regain control of the life you're creating. And when you implement these 5 simple action steps, you'll be able to manage the energy within you to shift to a higher vibration of love. And then thinking and saying your affirmations will support you to maintain that higher vibration of love. Okay, so number 1, and this is so simple that you'll want to blow it off, but trust me on this. This is powerful. Number 1, take a deep breath. Because without a doubt, if you've reached the fight or flight survival mode, you're not only breathing shallowly, you're holding your breath, starving your body and your brain of the vital oxygen it needs to operate. And it's no wonder you can't think clearly. Your brain isn't getting enough oxygen. And just so you know, I hold no judgment on this because I perfected living my life in survival mode for years. And it's a wonder I didn't suffocate myself holding my breath so much. You know, let's just take a deep breath together. Right now, let's just do it together. Take a really deep, deep breath. And exhale out more than you took in. And just take another one. Doesn't that feel wonderful? Breathe in that breath of God and allow that love breath to fill your body. Your cells will start singing before you know it. Take those deep breaths. I actually have a timer here on my desk. It was set for 30 minutes, then it was 20, now it's 15. Every 15 minutes, take a deep breath. My body doesn't get near as tired when I'm sitting here working. Give it a try. Number two, accept that this is what your life is in this moment. Whatever it is, just accept it. And remember, acceptance doesn't mean you're in agreement with it. Acceptance is just that, acceptance. And with acceptance, the internal fighting between wanting something you don't have and not having it stops. The internal battle stops. And with additional oxygen, your brain can think more clearly. Number three, on the heels of accepting what your life is in this moment, accept the truth that no matter what your life looks like in this moment, you have the power within you to create something better. You'll always have this power within you, no matter what's going on around you. That power is within you because the divinity lives within you. Your very essence is the vibration of the love of the divine. The creator of all that is resides within you. You are the spark of love and light that is the greater consciousness of the divinity. And as such, it's your birthright to live a fulfilled, whole, joyful square of life. Perfect love, perfect health, perfect wealth, perfect self-expression, and everything in between. It's your birthright to hold the space of love and healing here on Mother Earth. And it isn't wrong. It isn't selfish to have more, to want more, and to be happy when others aren't. When you're happy and fulfilled, you hold the safe space for others to join you, to raise their vibration, and ultimately raise the vibration of the planet as a whole. And this is what we're experiencing today, in today's world. I know at times it just looks like chaos, but behind the scenes, energy is moving. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. The love light is taking over, and the darkness can no longer exist. Because just like when you turn on the light in a dark room, the darkness dissipates, and there is only light. There's only love. Okay, so number four, consciously choose to be the love vibration. When you consciously choose to be love energy, you take yourself out of the programming. You take yourself out of the defaulting to the dominant energy of your subconscious. You overwrite that programming for love to become your dominant energy. And that's what you want to do, because until you master being the love vibration, the dominant energy of your subconscious is probably going to be a fear energy. Simply because that's what you've been programmed to. And what I mean by programming is being told and taught by painful experiences and probably your environment that you're not good enough in some way. But no matter what painful events you've experienced or how painful your environment is right now, you have the power within you to improve your life. Number 5, quiet your mind and meditate with the intention of raising your vibration to love. Now, when you powerfully meditate, you open the way to connect your consciousness with your superconsciousness, that state of awareness of the greater consciousness of the divinity. I use a technique I learned from Deepak Chopra and is used with permission of the Chopra Center to quiet the mind in the beginning of all my meditations. It's less than 3 minutes long and addresses 4 different sections of the brain to quiet the rampant runaway thoughts that fire crazy like a lightning storm. And I'll share this exact technique in just a few minutes. Now, the purpose of meditation is to train attention and awareness to achieve a mentally clear and emotionally calm and stable state. Our meditation today takes all this a step farther to shift to the love state. Again, syncing with the greater consciousness of the divinity within. And we'll do that in just a few minutes. But before we do, I want to share with you that in just the few minutes that we've been together, you've set an intention to shift your energy from fear to love. And talking about the details of how energy works supports you to shift your energy. And because of moving energy, I want to encourage you to drink lots of water and be gentle with yourself, because when we shift our energy like this, especially if it's a big shift, less than love energy that's been hidden in the shadows of your subconscious will be revealed. And this revelation is being shown to you so you can heal, so you can heal that less than love energy. It may feel like you're making improvements in your life, moving forward, and you're building a momentum, and then all of a sudden, bam, it feels like the universe is dumping on you. Don't be alarmed by this. You're not being dumped on, and you're not being tested. The truth is that you're getting feedback that beliefs and thought patterns that you've been hidden, you've had them hidden in your subconscious, they're being revealed to you so you can overcome them. Florence calls this rewriting subconscious records. Scientists call this rewiring neural pathways. These thought patterns and beliefs are the negative energy you feel in your body when you decide you want something new and something feels off in your body. These thought patterns and beliefs that cause you to feel emotions and feelings that aren't comfortable are energetic blocks between you and what you want to experience. They're being revealed so you can heal them, transform them to that love vibration. And this transformation is always easier when you have a buddy with you walking that path, a buddy that you can reach out to. So on Tuesday, October the 3rd, I'll be presenting the first live call for the Power of the Spoken Word Masterclass. This class is based on Florence's book, The Power of the Spoken Word. And there are 9 chapters in this book, and there'll be 9 classes, so it'll be 9 weeks. And this is a live class, but it will be recorded if you cannot attend live. Now, obviously, the class is all about the energetic power of our words and our thoughts. It takes our affirmation class here today to a new level of mastery. And I'll bring Florence's teachings into the 21st century. And you know, I love Florence. But it would have been so much easier if she had just included action steps in her books. But she didn't. So I will. I'll teach you action steps you can take to improve your life. And there will be guided meditations. Plus, you'll get access to the PDF version of the Game of Life Manifesting Playbook. And the playbook in and of itself is life-changing when you use it. And if you've taken my classes before or purchased a recording of one of my classes, you know the magnificent energy of the live class conveys to the recording. The recording holds magic too, just in case you can't attend live. Now, if you've never experienced one of my classes, you're in for a treat. We move energy. I create a safe space for us to meet, and I work with the angels and the spiritual essence of Florence to hold that safe space for us to come together. And I've been doing this for years. I'm just the vessel. Our angelic team work with us, making our time together magical. Whether it's live or, as I stated before, the recording holds that same magical energy. And at the end of each class, if you have questions, I'm happy to answer. And there will be a Masterclass Facebook group where you can ask questions and get answers in between class time. So this is my invitation to you. I would love it if you would join me on this next adventure with Florence, learning more about the power of the spoken word. It's not an expensive class, and there is a payment plan. Again, this is a live masterclass based on Florence's book, The Power of the Spoken Word, 9 chapters in the book. And we dedicate 1 live class to each chapter. But if you can't attend live, the calls are recorded, and that recording will be available within 24 hours of the class completing. I'll bring Florence's outdated terminology into the 21st century and share action steps to managing your thoughts, power up your words, and support you to use the power within you to create and live the life that your heart longs for. Now, I believe that we're on the cusp of a huge energy shift here on Mother Earth, and it's already started. When I look back, my guides have been showing me for years that the Earth is shifting, changing, the light coming in to dissipate the darkness. They had shown me swaths of light coming in, changing the dynamic here on the Earth. But then the pandemic happened. Now, before the pandemic, when a tragedy would happen somewhere on the earth, whether it was an earthquake or a tidal wave, fire, hurricane, some kind of tragedy, when there were tragedies affecting people of our planet, we prayed for them. We prayed for the people and the area, and we brought in the light to those people and that area of the earth. And when the pandemic happened, we prayed for everyone. Everywhere, all across the soils and waters of the planet, we prayed for everyone. And as a result, the earth was bathed in light, the light of love. Yes, there was a lot of fear, but there was even more love. and that light of love dissipated the darkness of fear. The light of love was spread across our planet in ways that had never happened before. And here we are. Is there chaos still around us? Yes, there is. But the chaos is running from the light. The light is illuminating the darkness. Florence teaches us of the darkness before the dawn. And one of her students asked her, "How long must we stay in the dark?" Her answer, "Till we can see in the dark." That time is now. Those who are looking, you're here looking. Those who are looking are learning to see through the darkness of fear to the light of love, and their lives are changing. They're improving no matter what chaos is going on around them. The Power of the Spoken Word Masterclass is another tool structured to support you to see through the darkness to the light, to use your power, to master managing and focusing your power, the power within you to create and live your fulfilled square of life, opening the way for others to join you in the light, healing the soils of Mother Earth beneath your feet. My work, my classes, journals, meditations, memberships, masterminds, they're all structured to support you as we traverse today's journey into the light while we live in our human bodies. They're structured to prepare you for what's next. Will you join me on this next leg of our journey with Florence? By the time we complete our guided meditation, you should have received an email with the link to learn more about this class and reserve your seat. Plus, if I can, if I can figure out how to do it, I'll pop the link into the chat after our meditation before I recap our call. Okay, so now we'll take a guided journey into moving energy, raising your vibration to the highest vibration of love possible at this time. And we'll begin the meditation by quieting our minds using the technique I mentioned earlier learned from Deepak Chopra. So please listen carefully to each segment of this technique because it addresses different areas of the brain in order to quiet the mind chatter. And it opens the way for you to move more easily, to connect more easily with your superconscious higher self, connecting you with that greater consciousness of the divinity. And there'll be four questions asked. Don't try to answer them. Just ask, and life will move you into the answers. Okay, so we're going to begin our meditation. So get comfortable with your feet flat on the floor and your hands gently in your lap, and just close your eyes. We begin by taking a full, deep breath and focusing your attention on your heart. And with another slow, deep breath, shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet flat on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And now with another deep breath, in this moment, we come together as one, with singular intention to raise our vibration to that vibration of love, syncing with the greater consciousness of the divinity. And we create our sacred space. The angels and beings of love and light join us now to create our safe, sacred space. The angels, beings of light, and I form a circle. And Archangel Michael, warrior of light, joins us and escorts you to our circle of love, where the beings of light and I welcome you and take your hand, completing our safe, sacred space. We're here in this safe space, having come together with singular intention to embrace the strength and stamina within us. We set our intention to use the power within us to sync with the superconscious higher self of the greater consciousness, where anything is possible. Breathe in deeply, anchoring this intention. I ask you to now step into the center of the circle, our safe, sacred space of love. And the angelic beings of love and light and I send all the love of our hearts to you, infusing you with the love of the highest order. And this love flows to you as a beautiful mist of light. Breathe in deeply of this love mist and exhale out the tensions and fears of the physical world. And with another deep breath, this beautiful mist of light flows in through the top of your head and ever so gently flows down through your face, washing away anxiety and stress. Your face relaxes. This beautiful mist of light flows down through your neck, through your shoulders, washing away anxiety and overwhelm. Your shoulders relax. With another deep breath, this beautiful mist of light continues down through your chest, down your arms, and light flashes from your fingers. This beautiful mist of light flows down through your heart, through all your vital organs, saturating your body with healing love. The darkness of anxiety and stress disappears in the light. This beautiful mist of light ever so gently flows down through your hips, down your legs, and out your feet, releasing you from less than love energy, filling your body with love of the higher consciousness of the Creator of all that is. You are one with the divinity within. You are the vibration of love of the highest order. This love vibration powers up your affirmations, magnifying the love vibration of your energy from within to without. Breathe in the life force energy of love. Immerse yourself in this beautiful love mist, where you are one with the divinity within. You can feel the peace of the love. You are empowered with strength and stamina, overflowing with gratitude as one with the Creator of all that is. And with another deep breath, expand into the awareness of the love that is your essence. Breathe in this beautiful swirling mist of love. And feel this beautiful healing love flowing from within to without. You are love. Now we ground into this beautiful love energy. Just allow roots from your feet to go down into the soils of Mother Earth. These roots travel down to the very center of Mother Earth, to that beautiful light of healing love at her center. And these roots wrap around the black tourmaline sphere, anchoring you. And with another deep breath, just pull that loving light of Mother Earth back up through the roots, back up through the soils and waters, up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart. Fully grounding you and returned to this physical world, bringing that love with you. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Okay. So affirmations aren't fix-it pills. Affirmations are tools that support us to maintain the love vibration. But you must be in the love vibration first for the affirmations to hold the most powerful energy. The energy within you is the key to powering up your affirmations. Before using your affirmations, check your energetic vibration. Are you vibrating in that vibration of love? And if so, say and think and write out your affirmations. Infuse those fully with the vibration of your love, and it will support you to maintain that magical love vibration to manifest the dreams and desires of your heart. But if you discover you're vibrating in some form of fear, like anxiety, shame, guilt, anger, or despair, take the action steps to shift out of fear energy to love. And here are those five action steps that I shared with you. Number one, take a deep breath and give your brain and body some much needed oxygen. Number two, accept that this is what your life is in this moment and stop that internal battle within you. Number three, accept the power within you to create something better. And no matter what your life looks like right now, you have that power. Number four, consciously choose to be the love vibration and set your intention to be aware of your energy dipping so you can course correct and shift it back. Number five, quiet your mind and meditate. You have this meditation, and you can create your own. Use any meditation that lifts your vibration to love. Doesn't matter what it is, so long as it lifts you, use it. And to empower your affirmations even more and take all your manifesting skills to a new level of mastery, you're invited to join the Power of the Spoken Word Masterclass. I did put that link in the chat. And in this masterclass, you'll get the support tools and skills you need to be better prepared for what comes next in your life. So like I said, the link is in the chat, and you should have an email in your inbox with a link. So this recording will be available within a couple of hours, and I'll include a separate audio of the meditation only. So if you just want to listen to that, you can. But be sure to download these audios to your devices. Okay, so this completes our masterclass.